You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something. Hopefully, have a lot of fun. And as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two things to talk about monsters.
We're going to start like 3 minutes early because Nelly the God.
Thank you, Nelly.
What a kind soul you are. But thank you so much for rating us with your nearest and dearest. Hope your stream was good.
You know it was. It's a Nelly stream. You know it was great. But
Can't be bad.
So this guy over here and this guy over here is going to start this stream up how we always do. How do we always start, Lightstar 777?
Tears, crying, coming up with a better plan.
This is how we start Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
You say things, I put up cute little gifs I came up with.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse-pounding, lightning-inducing, tower-ascending episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Aztec Olmec.
There he is. That's him.
The host-worthy, the very hospitable Aztec Olmec.
Hospitable.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the gracious Lightstar 777 with me.
Say it again.
Gracious. Very gracious.
Lightstar. You know, speaking of gracious,
what's up?
You know, again, thank you, Nelly, for the raid.
Again.
This is going to be a very fun night.
100%.
Nelly enjoyed this. Say it again. Say my name. Heisenberg.
You damn right.
Thank you, Nelly. Really appreciate it.
Also going to have a special guest.
Yep.
In addition to Nelly coming and hanging out.
Of course.
We are fixing to have Hiroshin come and join us on the stream tonight.
Absolutely.
So we are looking forward to that. Yeah, and we are going to just, you know, babble a little bit beforehand because, you know,
how are you, Aztec? How you doing? Aztec Olmec, I'm referring, for the rest of the night, I'm just going to refer myself in third person like the Hulk. Aztec Olmec, fine, good, fine, very good, very, very fine. Very good. No,
I get that.
Honestly, I am doing great, 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 great. You know, like we said, we have our special guest tonight. Hiroshin is going to be coming on stream in maybe 10, 15 minutes or so. I got some wonderful Genshin luck. And I may splash out on a pack or two. I mean, There's so many packs. There's the Halloween transmogs. There's another 5-star pack. And I just have to shout out all of our listeners in Australia. I am rocking my Townsville Suns jersey that I got way back. They're what? The Townsville Gators now. But I am rocking the throwback Townsville Suns NBL jersey just for all of my listeners. Well, all of our listeners in Australia. So for everyone down, and yes, we're talking to you.
Good night. Having some maccas. we love Australia. My brother-in-law and his wife live in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Australia. Very cool place. Very nice. Love the food.
Our Discorderlies that constantly shows us so much love is from Australia also. So you know,
cracking bit of fun here.
So you know who you are. But anyway, also I'm doing great. How are you doing? Because I see that you're rocking the official Leonard Nimoy Yes, Star science Trek officer, science officer.
Of course. I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you.
Somebody got some A's in their classes, so I just want to give you a big, huge shout out.
Thank you.
My man Lightstar 777 got two A's in his class. And if I would be remiss and a really bad friend if I didn't shout you out for all that hard work, because hard work is the key,
right,
to all your dreams.
For those that don't know, and may be new to the stream, I started, my workplace will pay for a degree, so I started a game development and programming degree. So
why not?
You know, why not? Let them.
If you're a gamer.
Give monies for me to pursue a passion.
If you are a gamer, why not develop games? Big shout out to, I'm going to butcher your name, but Jacob Dwinzel, developer of Midnight Fight Express, who's developing a lot of it by himself. So hopefully one day we'll be able to play some games that Lightstar 777 has worked on also. I think that'll be fun. I'll be your first beta tester for whatever you produce, my man.
You are too kind to me, my friend. Too kind indeed.
So we got topics. We are going to talk. Oh, wow. Well, someone had some Genshin luck, too.
I just noticed Hiroshin didn't have access to the channel we're in, so I went and fixed it. See, you know what? Nelly, he'll test it. You know, it's going to be a game where you just backflip and you're incredibly awesome all the time and good looking. Oh, it's basically Nelly and you.
Yeah, if you say include yourself in that also. But awesome that Hiroshin is about to step up and step into the room. Really,
you know,
appreciate.
Maybe I gave him permission anyway, so now he can actually make it here. You know, it's a rookie mistake, but you know, here we are.
No problem. So we get to talk events. We get to talk. There's a new, I guess, in what. Banner. I guess we could call it a banner. Summoner's War doesn't really have banners, but they just have a new pack. A new pack, I should say, for 5 stars. You know, so if you need another 5-star, this this might be a good chance for you to grab one. I think there's a Splendid Blessing inside this pack also, which is just the Master Summoner's Pack. So yeah, you get a Splendid Blessing. You get 6 Legend Runes. Get some reappraisals if you want to shell out $99.99, which is steep, which is up there.
I'm gonna shell out $9.99.
You know what I'm saying? There's still the Totemist Update Special Pack, which is great. Mm-hmm. Besides fusing your Totemist, have you pulled any Nat 4s and Nat 5s of interest?
Was weirdly mean to Nelly just now. I'm so sorry for that. There you go.
Oh, can't be mean to Nelly. Not that.
I know. I told it now.
That's one of the gods right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rashi Boshi. I
Rashi Boshi's in the house.
At the beginning
oh.
of the day. I never really looked back after I set the permissions. Like, you know, the savage that I am at times. So
savage. Savage. But yes, there are packs. If you want to go broke, you can absolutely do that with the Transmog packs, the Master Summoners pack, and the Totemist Update pack. So please don't go broke. Please pay your rent first. Please take care of all your bills before you splash out on Summoner's War. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
your rent first.
Yes, what a novel concept, right? Please take care of your bills before you splash out. However, if you are all set with all of your other finances and you want a Nat 5, you have 20 days to purchase a chance at a good Nat 5, because some of us have Nat 5s that aren't that great, but are good. But you never know who gets a buff. So think about it. Sekhmet was okay for a long time, but then she got a buff very recently. So, you know.
See, Rashi Boshi has a game plan. He's liquidating his assets before financial rearrangement in his life.
No, what I love, big shout out to Rashi Boshi, because he had a quote from last week. He was like, I don't spend money on Summoner's War. today. Love that.
Smart.
Love that.
Smart.
Love that. Love that. Love that. But yeah, we have you know, some other things to, you know, of course our Genshin luck, which has been pretty good. We have some we haven't had a second awakening in a while, so we are going to do some theory crafting about you know, who or what the next 2A is going to be. And I just want to get a report from Lightstar of how he likes his totemist. He put in so much work and thought it was too much work last week, but it was just the right amount of work to get his totemist. And just want to know how he likes you know, our new unit
to this. So far very good.
Excellent.
I need to farm some more runes to build them up because I'm not willing to part with the runes I have.
Got it. Where do you use the totemist the most?
So far, nowhere, so.
Awesome.
Like I said, I just haven't built them yet, so, you know, they are still definitely work in progress level, so.
Gotcha.
But I did, they haven't been awoken yet. Yeah, so, I mean, they're definitely a work in progress, but I do see potential for them to fit in a role here and there. Like, I mean, definitely, like, you know, they're durable.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And just so you know, the exclusive summon... Our exclusive summon report.
Yeah,
we like
future
to report
RTA with Aztec. That's the goal. That is the
goal. Absolutely. So this week we have good old Molong, the scourge of Island Grown, because he didn't have one for a long time. Of course he has one now. Looks like Fire Hell Lady and good old Wind Dragon round out.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely going to be throwing down my exclusive summoning stones for Jameer. I once had to choose between a Jameer and a Ciara, and of course I made the intelligent decision and I got Ciara,
right,
which then incurred me summoning two more Ciaras within a month of that day. So.
Can I tell you, I mean, you know this story, of course, but can I tell the crowd a similar story about one of our favorite events, the pick your own 4-star event? And
I love that.
The only way I was able to get a water chocolate dancer was through that event. You know, I don't think I had any of the twin. No, I did have. I lucky enough to get the light boomerang, and I think I got the light chakram from Hall of Heroes.
Right.
But regardless, I had the water boomerang forever and did not have a water chakram to hang out with. So, you know, I chose one as per the choose your own 4-star event. Now, this is what, Zach? This is like 2018. This is no time recently. So, right after I choose, you know, good old Talia, guess what happens? I think I get 4 Talias, like, within the same week. So this is a person that didn't roll Talia at all, had to wait for an event to get her, and then the floodgates were just open for water chakrams. So, I am
that is how we roll. That is how we roll.
How we roll around here.
There he is.
Excellent.
Look at those Molongs. Yeah, so I've had that luck too. I have had monsters that I, you know, was waiting for the longest time, or I couldn't get a dupe of to save my life. And,
we're in channel 66 if you want to join us. In the chat, in the in-game chat, if you would like to, of course. But yeah, we hang out in channel 66, you know, during the stream, so it's an in-game chat nonsense going on.
Right?
So why Jameer? Why the wind dragon for you?
I haven't seen anything in a while that made it worth me taking the chance. And if I get any of the other two from this exclusive summoning, I wouldn't hate it. Like,
right.
I think it would be a fine addition to the storage defense for either of those.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, do you want to talk some Genshin, or do you want to do some theory crafting, or would you like to... What would you want to do?
You can talk about literally anything to me, my friend. I'm going to make sure I can get Hiroshima in here.
Oh, so. Yeah. So, as you're setting up, you know, for our special guest, yeah, I had some ridiculous Genshin luck. I was able to pull Tartaglia. I got a C1 Tartaglia, which is awesome. For those that don't know, if you pull more than one copy of a character, you're able to strengthen them, kind of like in Summoner's War with Devilmon, or with, with skill ups if you have the identical unit. It's somewhat similar in Genshin, but you get things like called constellations, which just give you buffs for your character and skill ups and, you know, just better overall performance. But I was able to get a C1 Tartaglia, which is awesome. And after that, I just started rolling on the weapon banner, and I was able to get a Polar Star, which is his best in slot weapon. I was able to get a Skyward Pride for Eula, who was my main girl, my main DPS. It's not great on her, but it just looks super cool. It is great on Noelle, who I've just built, and she is my shield tank, basically. So, super happy about that. I got two more constellations for Fischl, who is a one of my day one characters. But yeah, man, I was rolling 5 stars left and right. 5-star weapons, 5-star characters. And I do see the man, the myth, the legend, Hiroshin.
It worked. I did a thing, and it worked.
You did a thing. What's going on, Hiroshin? How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing today?
We are so much better that you're here.
How's my audio? Everything okay? I sound all right.
Your audio is nice and high, nice and crispy. We can hear you loud and clear.
Perfect.
Welcome to the show. Really appreciate you.
I'm always intrigued because Hiroshin always mentions me by name, and he asks me to come to his streams to find out what he mentioned. So it's always a good time.
100%.
Man, that clickbait title. It works wonders, I tell you.
Dang it, it was clickbait. I knew this.
It works wonders, I tell you.
At least my rich uncle in Africa never let me down.
Turn the light star up a little bit.
Awesome, awesome. So I met you at the Summoner's War meetup event, which is kind of redundant, but regardless, it was awesome meeting with you. And of course, I jumped in a couple of your streams, and just want to really appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us. And dude, your background is sick. Like, the sickness of this background. I mean, I know some of you are going to listen to the podcast, but there are all types of things. There's all types of Summoner's War swag. There's some gorgeous lights. I'm just going to set the scene for you folks.
I believe it's called lit.
Yeah, literally. It is.
RGB is a problem for me. I have it on everything. It's a little ridiculous.
Nah, it looks great. Forget that.
I'm going to join you by turning my one little light on.
Yeah.
It's Litty.
Solidarity.
Litty. It is Litty. Excellent. So, if you don't know Hiroshin, you should. And he is just the just an awesome RTA player. And Lightstar and I are dabbling into some RTA. So we would love any advice. You know, feel free to roast the heck out of accounts. I'm going to show you some of the units that I would like to build, you know, for RTA. But you got to have, like, in my life, in Summoner's War and everything, I always have a plan to do something, and I don't have a good plan for my RTA team, so hopefully I can get some help from but you know, just to introduce yourself, you know, who are you, how long have you been playing, who's your favorite unit, and what's your one of your bucket list units that you don't have as yet. These are all Lightstar's questions that he just telepathically told me. because, you know, we got the Vulcan mind. All right.
We'll start from the top. Yeah, I'm Hiroshin. I stream on Twitch. I usually stream about 4 days of the week. I just had the opportunity of getting to work with Come to Us. I got to go to New York, which was really fun. I got to meet you there.
Excellent.
It was really amazing. I had a really good time. It was my first Come to Us event that I was invited to on that back end, right? Awesome. I've been to every California event as a guest.
Right.
I've never been on the other side.
So. By the way, I love your dog. Just going to throw that out there. Please continue.
Yes, he is the best. I'm not going to lie.
Introduce his name?
Well, he's gone now, but yeah, Suricone, my husky. He's actually where we got part of our name from, was the pack. It started with a husky pack, but I'm a panda. So then somehow the emote became a panda, and then now we're just Heroes Pack somehow. So, things evolved. It just became that way.
I see the string, though. I see it.
Yeah. Usually a lot of my stuff, most of my content, it comes from the community itself.
Excellent.
So it's just been kind of like an evolving little snowball that's been growing and growing. I'm grateful to be in the position that I've been in. It was amazing going to New York. It's been really fun working with Come to Us and getting all this experience and meeting all the people and everyone from the community. It's just been really amazing. So,
How long have you been playing the game for, since launch or?
You know what's funny is we actually play a game. We play a game in my channel.
Yeah.
It's called Whoever's Been Playing Longer Than Me is allowed to get a gifted sub. So I have actually been playing for 2,612 days, which is pretty ridiculous because my start date is 9/10/2014. An official launch date, I believe, is June 10th, 2014.
Brilliant.
So I'm like 2 months off a start date.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Pretty veteran, I guess.
No, salute. Absolutely, you are a vet, 100%. What drew you to the game? That's I always ask. I'll tell you why Lightstar and I started playing. We used to play an old game on like PS1, PS2 called Monster Rancher. Hence the title.
Yep, I used to play Monster Rancher.
Oh, so yep. you're familiar. Not too many people are familiar with Monster Rancher, and I. Yep. And my PS4 actually broke. So I was looking for a game to play on mobile, somewhat like Monster Rancher. And I literally Googled closest thing to Monster Rancher and Summoner's War came up. So, and of course, you know, I'm going to play with my, you know, my good friend of 13 years. So I shot him a text with the link to the game and we started playing together. But what was your journey? How did you get into Summoner's War?
Honestly, it was a little similar. I wasn't very veteran in Monster Rancher. I dabbled and I was like, all right, I don't think this is for me, but I know what it is.
Gotcha.
What drew me into it was at the time, I think I was playing Final Fantasy, not the online one, but just like a turn-based.
Right.
And I wanted something that was turn-based, but mobile, right?
Gotcha.
So that's what I punched in my phone at the time. And Summoner's War came up.
Hmm.
And you know what's really funny is I downloaded it, I played it, I probably played for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this game is boring. All my monsters are like humans and like this stinking fairy. Like, where's all the cool monsters?
Right.
I need like a dragon.
Yeah.
I need some demons or something with some punch. And I was like, dude, this is boring. So I played and I quit.
Yeah.
About 3 months, 4 months later, my buddy's playing, and somehow he like magically had pulled this Perna.
Right.
Dang.
And bro, so it wasn't even like this was like way after, because I don't think Perna was part of like the original release monsters. I believe it was patched in.
Gotcha.
So it had been, some time had passed. We'll just say that. So of that time, he was playing, and then he showed me that, and I was like, oh, this game is cool.
Yeah.
So I re-downloaded the game.
Yeah.
And then finding out, I already had an account that had been created, and then I was like, I lost it on so much time. rest in peace. I'll never get it back. But since then, I haven't missed a day. I never stopped playing.
It's motivated you. See, it was that one thing that you needed to push you to thrive, right?
Well, one motivator was, is I was like, I'm going to be better than him.
Like, right.
He can't be better than me in anything. He's my buddy. He's my bestest bud. So I was like, he can't be better than me, right?
Trust me. And, we understand.
Yep. So I had to play catch up, and yeah. I caught up. I will say today, we are still guildies. We are still buddies.
Excellent.
Both play IRL, but I could beat the brakes off that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
As Nelly would say, clap those cheeks, yep. Roshan.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah, that's very cool. I'm always interested in how people stumble upon not only the game, but the community. Like, this community is like no, like, I've, of course, played a whole bunch of other games, but the community for Summoner's War is really like, it's great. It's like, I don't know how else to explain it, but it's really, really welcoming. How I think that's a better adjective than just great. But
like, yeah. There's a lot of people, especially, I think what attributes to it was the game's original, like the chat system, honestly. It had a really good chat system that right. people actually used, and you could communicate to each other. There is no other mobile game that had a full-blown chat system. So I think at the start of the game, that's what really kept it going and gave it a lot of momentum. Because there's a lot of players who play just to talk in the community, like
100%.
There's a lot of, not, like, people who are not like hardcore, or, and I'd be like, do you? They'll be like, no, I don't even. I just get on, I collect monsters, and I talk with my friends.
Yep.
I'm like, you do that every day? And they're like, yeah. And I go, I could tell you how many times I've actually used the in-game chat. It's not a thing I do. I'm
right.
not an in-game chatter. I'm like, I'm here to beat breaks. Let's go.
That's
Let's
it.
Go. I'm always fighting.
Awesome. So there's a social aspect, and of course there's the competition aspect that really brings people together. And like, yes, there's going to be toxicity in every community, but there's just so much less toxicity in the Summoner's War community, especially between content creators and such like that. I see so many collabs with so many different content creators that it's not even funny. So, I mean, I think that's another part of
it. Evan and Seppi. I mean,
Evan and Seppi.
Story. I mean, that's like the love story of the whole community.
But I will say, Evan and Seppi didn't get together until Lifestar and I started podcasting. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Man, oh man, yeah, I don't know. I got that. Yeah.
But yes, that is super. That's 100% correct. That you know, Evan Seppi, Gigi, who you know, I got to hit her back because she hit me up. But regardless, but it is such a fun community. Like, I know,
yeah,
like,
we're very blessed.
Yes.
In that sense, that's, you know, what made me fall in love with the community was actually going to my first cup event, and it was the first season. I believe it was 2017.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. That was my LA. First cup event also. Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and they gave out that Jade Dragon code, which actually, interesting story, that's how I got my Artemil. It came from that code, because you got a light and dark scroll.
Right, and that's,
it,
wow.
Well, actually, it didn't come from that one. I traded it to my guildie, and then my guildie bought me a light and dark scroll for giving him the code, and that's where I got my Artemil from.
So like, that's a very interesting, you bring up one of the most rare, I guess, cosmetic pieces in the game. The Jade Dragon you'd only get from going to that event. And Comptuous kind of heard the rumblings, so that's why they released the Purple Dragon, which I'm rocking right now on my Elia. She's flying around somewhere on the Purple Dragon, because so many people were like, hey, we can't make it out to California. Why should this cosmetic piece be only available for those? But so Comptuous heard us, and they were like, here, have a purple one. Which I kind of like, but that is awesome that you have a Jade Dragon for your mount. It's only way to get it was to attend, but I attended the 2017, I think it was the prelims in New York, because I couldn't go to Comic-Con that year, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go there. I'm sure I've posted pictures on the Instagram for my wife and I went, and we had a blast, and we met who do we meet? We met Koopa Troopa there, and I think I have some photos with him too. But he was
old Koopa.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that guy in a long time.
And I met, this was the first time I met Evan. Evan wasn't even, I don't think he was even streaming yet, but he was.
When they first were starting with ComTuS, they were like, they didn't do streams, they just did like events and stuff.
Right.
And it's evolved and changed, and again, we are very fortunate because ComTuS takes a huge, they take a lot of time and they invest into the community itself. Kind of going back to the 2017 thing,
right.
That whole event, they paid for it. Like, actually, I think that one had like a $10 admission or something like that. But you got all kinds of swag. Like, you got like a backpack. You got stuff inside the backpack, thunder sticks. Like, it was like a ridiculous amount of stuff. And you got a full course meal. Like, they gave you like a meal to eat, like with drink, everything all included, and it was like nobody else was doing that at the time, like Blizzard, it was like $50 tickets, $100 tickets to get into BlizzCon,
right?
And now the events are they're usually don't ever have to pay for any event. I don't think they've charged ever since that one. Now they do all those same things, but they don't even charge you to come. They're just like, sign up and register. What other company, like, what other gaming company does that for the community?
This is a very, very solid point.
You know, that brings up the good point of MiHoYo and their first year event.
MiHoYo is the developer for Genshin Impact, so.
Yeah, I know who they are, but I don't know about that event.
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one.
We're very, very
fortunate that they do take that time. And I think a lot of the time, you know, sometimes we as the community, we forget that. And I try very hard to keep that in the back of my mind and remind others too, because, you know, we're just very fortunate. You know, they could really just not care.
Yeah, 100%.
And still collect. You know what I mean? They really don't have to do what they do. So we're very grateful to even be available to have that.
Well, I'm really curious how the ComTuS treated you as being on one side being a fan, and then, you know, being on the other side being an actual like presenter. How and especially your first time, how was that? How, you know, describe how you were treated by ComTuS when you were on the other side, I should say.
You know, I still feel the same way I did before. Like, they actually, I'm just very honored and blessed that I get to even work with them and be a part of that team in any way, shape, or form. Like, to be able to work with, you know, individuals that care that much about the players.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it seems like, oh, we have this busted monster, or we have this, you know, that is a completely separate team from not anything that has to do with the community, right? And sometimes that fine line gets really blurred, because that's a completely separate department, y'all. Like, they do balance patches and all that. And, you know, we report the information, and that's what's important. But in the long scheme of things, it's all been heard and it's all been taken in at one point or another. We don't always get it like instantaneously. Like, I think a huge underlying thing that people always wanted was this Nat5 forgiveness, right? Everybody like, I want this Nat5 after XYZ summons. Right. Like, everybody wanted it. And they've always been like, no, no, no. But what did we get? You guys know what we got? Did you guys notice or Pete put this together?
Oh, no, what's up?
What?
We get a free Nat5 X amount of days logging in and doing your dailies.
Yes, just for doing your dailies. Yeah, 100%.
So what did they do? They gave us what we asked for. It was just given to us.
In a roundabout way, yeah.
In a different kind of way. You logged in XYZ days.
Yep.
You did the work. You did your dailies. You put in a little bit for it. Yeah, it's not free.
Right. But you should grind a little bit for a Nat5, yeah. Especially,
and that's what I appreciate, because it also pushes your progression in the game. You should be doing these things anyway,
regardless,
right? So I feel it was implemented in a much smarter and better way, but because it wasn't just put on plain paper that way, we miss these things. And again, I'm not told this stuff. This is stuff I find out for myself. I just pay attention. I try to be observant as much as I can, because I care about the health of the game overall, right?
7 years, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm 100% against the not by forgiveness thing. I'm like, no, we don't need to give, like, you know what that would do if you could just, like, get a not five all the time just because? Yeah. Like, the people who could pay, they would scale even harder than they do already.
Already.
Right? Yeah, so it's like, you guys, like, and these are the free-to-play players asking for this, and it's like, it's a little cringe because it's like, man, that would be so unhealthy. So I'm happy that they take the time. They kind of divvy out, you know, health, whether we agree with it or not, what's healthy and unhealthy. Right. And again, you know, we have actual regular balance patches. Tell me what other mobile game is giving us regular balance patches on a consistent basis. And you know, it's been, you know, we could go back 4 years and be like, right, oh, we never got patches. Well we do now.
Yeah,
right, we do now. I'm happy about the present. I try not to look too far deep into the past. But now, I'm happy for the present state of what they're actually doing with all of this stuff.
Now, one quick thing. So that you bring up the balance patches, I stand with balance patches. Like, if a character is too broken, I have no problem. Like the Fire Twins, I was completely for it. I was like, yes, they are a little too good. Like,
yeah,
and used everywhere. Like, and I mean, it's great when you have them and you're doing that, but, like, also it kind of takes some of the strategy and fun out of the game. So how do you feel when they balance things like that, when it's your beloved character that you've spent work on?
You know, as a proud owner of an Artamiel, I love that monster. He's amazing. Being on the nerfing end of him compared to his former glory days, it hurts, but overall, you have to look at the game as a whole. And what they've really tried to do and what they've really been implementing is giving free players the ability to keep up with players that have been playing for 7 years, players that have been playing for 7 years and spending $10,000, $30,000, however XYZ they've spent. You can be a new player, come into this game, pick it up. And if you try really hard within 6 months, you can be a contender. Like, and a lot of people go, oh, I can't. No, if you are farming dedicatedly, like, I've seen people do it. I have friends who have come in after me.
Right.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I have, like, 4 quad speed runes, bro. And I'm like, no, you don't. let me see your... What have you been doing? You are crack over here, mate. So, like... It's possible. It's not impossible.
Right.
Part of it is luck, right? Yeah. But I've been very lucky. I feel like on the free to play side of things, I've been very lucky. I do invest like $10 a month to the monthly pack,
mm-hmm,
because if I was playing another game, I'd be subscribing. If I was playing Warcraft, anything, right?
I'd now, are you talking about the $10 like doubler or the daily pack?
$5, like the $5. Daily pack, or yeah, $5 okay, daily yeah, pack, but it refreshes twice a month because it only goes for 14 days. So I usually buy that just because of the value. I feel the value in that is the best across the board, just because you're getting additional energy, you're getting crystals.
Help you farm more.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hands down the best thing in the game, and it secures your account because you have some kind of transaction history on it. So, like, honestly, if I was ever
what a tell great anybody, point, yeah. That's a point
yeah,
that
I was never going to tell anybody to do anything, and you wanted to support the company. Because, again, it is 100% free to play, and you can do that and be competitive. But ultimately, like, the people who create the game, they still have to make money.
Yeah.
The workers still have to make money. Like, I want the game to survive.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, to me, yeah, if I was playing another game, I've given XYZ to Sony,
right,
through EverQuest, Blizzard,
right,
through Warcraft, like, bro, please come to us. I can play this everywhere I go and I can enjoy it. So for me, that, again, that's a good value, and you're supporting the company that, again, is doing these events and not charging people and doing things that go above and beyond to try to keep the game alive.
Mm-hmm. Transaction now, history, what a brilliant thing. I didn't even consider that.
Oh, yeah, because if anything ever happens to your account, that's the weird thing. That's how they find it, because they're going to be like, oh, well, what's your account? What's your email and password? Well, they hacked it, and that ain't the same anymore. Right. So now you got it. The next closest thing is that transaction history. So always, if you can, at least do the $5 once in your lifetime of the game.
Now, one quick thing that bothers me, and I just want to get your reading on this. If I get a triple S on a Rift Raid Beast, why am I getting a yellow or a white rune?
I don't have an answer for this. Like, that, you know, some things are just absurd.
Anything else. Like, if I, like, I tried crafting determination runes when I was building my Chicaro team. I would, like, everything. If I got a gold rune, it was guaranteed to be flat 4 or 6. It right. just taunt me all the time.
You know, I actually do feel like those dungeons haven't been addressed in a long time. Like, they were made at a time when the game was kind of, it was in a rough spot. It hadn't quite moved into transitioning to being of meta or, like other games. It was still kind of in its own category. It didn't have auto farm. It didn't have, like, so they were just trying to create content at that point. The game has, you know, most certainly changed since then. They're not trying to nerf BJR5. They're not trying to nerf Trikaru, which in the past
that would get me.
History had shown. They'd been like, oh, you guys are found something consistent? Give me that.
Finish him.
Consistency? What is this?
Yeah.
So that is all going back to them trying to create a more competitive platform for all players, not only endgame players, you know? So this, all this stuff, if you think about it from a business standpoint, it all ties together. And if you are, you know, hip enough, I'm going to use those terms, if you're hip enough to follow the dots, you'll be able to understand and really pull it all together and be like, okay, I see you guys. You guys are making plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that way the game doesn't die. You know, we always get this big, scary,
the game is dying,
like, every 6 months. I'm like, y'all, you guys, come on. Let's not do this again.
Right.
We're cycling ourselves for the same thing. The day I stop seeing any kind of balance patch, the day I see something updates. That's just really going really rampant, we can be upset about, like, hey, gang ability. We can be upset about Bird. But, like, those things, in a sense, are still needed in the game. And right now, I feel like we're even, like, meta-wise, I'm seeing way more monster selection than I think I've seen in a long time. Like, plus, we got Malong making comebacks. Yeah. We got
Sekhmet. Sekhmet got a buff of all.
Sekhmet. Yeah. Like, we have a lot of monster options right now. And I'm finding what I'm having the hardest time with is, like, what are you gonna pick next? Like, before I could really, really guess. Like, now I usually am able to guess when the bird is coming. That's just like, you know, when bird is coming, my eye, you're gonna pick bird. But, like, sometimes I'll just be throwing in these really random monsters right now, and I'm really actually enjoying and appreciating that.
Yeah, look at all the 2As that are in RTA. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also like that, what, last year or the year before, that Viramos was one of the most used monsters in the, you know, the World Championship.
Right.
I mean,
it took a simple mechanic change.
Right. And to make one of the three, like, you know, first fusion monsters most people go for to be something that is still that relevant all those years later, I mean, that was just amazing.
Now, they also did it with Jian, the Light Paladin. Like, a lot of people forgot, like, dude, she was putting in work for a minute, and Vero was the stop to that. So it was like, they went from one fusion, and they were like, okay, I see, whoop, another fusion, bam. And then so you had an era of this, and then an era of this. But that's what's kind of nice, too, is that you see this stuff, and it comes, and then it passes, right? It's like, it's an era, right? Yeah. You don't really see Ganny Hathor, like, yeah, you'll have one person every 50 matches be like Ganny Hathor. You're like, bro, that's fine. Everybody knows how to counter it now.
Right.
So it's continuously ever evolving, which is always nice.
Yes. I love my Hey Gang. I hope may he forever reign for stripping.
So, your favorite unit and a unit that you do not have but want.
Yeah.
Again, more Lightstar questions that he telepathically.
Yeah. Man. hey gang, with a little bit of side of more. Like, I need a water stripper right now. I feel I'm very fire and wind heavy because I run like a Chiwu. I do have Laura, which is really nice because she's a light and dark unit.
Yeah.
But the problem is like, yeah, she has amazing base speed, but that's all she got is just amazing base speed. Like, yeah, she'll strip, but she didn't attack bar boost. She didn't pull anybody back, which means you have to put her on despair. And that's just like that's left to RNG at that point. And I personally don't like battling with RNG. I like to set up a specific comp, and I like for it to work a specific way. What's up, babe?
Hey, how are you?
A little hero, for those that have not had the opportunity to meet him.
How's it going? Salute to you.
He's been playing for, like, a while now. He's
really?
As well. He also owns an Artemio, so we're an Artemio family around this joint. Nice. We got the luck.
I'm saving all my L&D for my birthday, praying that RNGesus will see fit to give me an Artemio.
How funny is that both of you, and this is Lightstar's bucket list monster. That's all he's been talking about since, like, day one when he started the game. He was like, I can get an Archangel? This is ridiculous.
So the buddy that I was telling you guys about earlier, that is his most wanted monster. Ooh. And of course, I got it. So yeah. I'm even where I got gotta rep a shirt.
Oh, I saw it.
And I loved it. Artemio hat. Gotta rep it.
Wow. Swag.
My most favorite monster.
Summoner's War swag. I have precious little Summoner's War swag, but that's awesome that you have not only a shirt and a hat. Like, who do I have to, like, knock out to get Summoner's War swag on that level? Who do I have to... Do I have to beat someone in RTA? Do I have to fly to Korea? What do I gotta do?
Well, you were actually close. You were right there. You were, like... You saw a lot of this stuff in New York, because it was all on that table.
That's true,
And, because they did a bunch of giveaways. They gave a lot of it away there, which is like pretty much a one set of everything that they sold
at
the New York Comic Con.
Right.
So I was there, and of course, at the time, I was like, I'm going to give me one of these. I'm going to give me I was buying it off the shelf before the customers could get it. Smooth. And they're like, here, and leave something for everybody else.
Really?
I'm like,
You have trucks back there. Bring some more.
I was like, I need some work shirts, man. So yeah, it was all available and it was all for sale at the event. So hopefully going forward, they're going to find a way to be able to provide more merch to you guys. I just don't know how they are going to be doing it yet.
I hear you, because who doesn't want Summoner's War swag? They only give out official swag at, like, conventions or meetups and such like that. So
it's all been exclusive to being at an event and being there and winning it.
Which,
right?
Honestly is cool, because how lame would it be if anyone could just buy these off of eBay? That would suck, to be honest.
Exactly. Or just be like, oh, there's a store, let me just go buy
one. Just go buy one. But it's exclusive when you get, you know,
at least gummy worms. I'm invested in Little Heroes.
Those are definitely Swedish fish.
Ooh, good choice. That is one of my candies of choice. I like.
Excellent.
It's got good taste. Good taste.
I can agree. I can agree there. I love licorice. Licorice is the best.
Do you like natural licorice or like the?
You like Swiss candy licorice? Corn?
Hmm. All right.
Look at that
candy corn.
You know what, though? You got to eat the candy corn in the correct layer stratagem.
Wait, like, what? So there's a science to candy corn?
Yeah.
You surprise your best friend right now, man.
You eat each layer one at a time. Like, so it's a trick. You bite down and you remove each layer.
Who taught you this kung fu? This is
the streets. I learned it on the streets. The candy corn streets.
And the streets. I love it.
Wow, the streets. The streets taught you about candy corn. That is...
He had a lot of Halloween endeavors. That's for real. What we'll call them today.
Yeah.
For real. So we're getting close to what we call summon o'clock. We have a tradition, especially when we have a guest. We do a couple of summons. JD the Gamer gave me the... What? He gave me a bump. I think I pulled the dark... What? the dark sniper. That's right. When JD was on, I forget what I pulled when Nelly was on, but guests just give us good luck. So we're gonna pop a couple of scrolls.
I'm gonna hit you with the energies because I have not had. So I can summon for everybody else right now. I can't summon. Like, my energy has been. All I want is a Hagang and a Moor. Maybe it's because I'm being very specific.
You know, it could be. It could be. But I'm going to get a Jameer today. That's our goal. So
the trick? Oh, I got that energy. Yeah.
As long as I get another dragon, that's we're walking out of here with a success story.
Awesome. So, let's see. Let me just grab my scrolls really quick. Real quick. But thank you so much. We're definitely going to have you on again because I definitely want to pick your brain about RTA. We're just coming up a little bit on the time. So,
Hiroshin, you summoned a Tyrannus recently?
I did.
Was that your first?
Yeah, but he's just not in meta anymore. I mean, actually, with the way things have been, he might be. There's just too much stuff that puts stuff on cooldown.
He's going to make a comeback for sure. I guarantee you.
Cooldown monsters.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of those out there nowadays. That is.
Trunks, Okanoses, Dannys, yep. Sekhmet. Like Sekhmet now. Oh, that's a direct counter because he's just slow. She'd be like, "Yeah, you're not reviving today, buddy."
It was not to be. Go just to make the monster box and sweet talk the monster you want. Okay.
Exactly.
So, I'm game for any strategy, so let me do that real quick.
You know,
hello, Tamir. I would like to summon you if that's at all possible. Thank you. Your wings look very pretty today. Okay, I feel like that was good.
I'm gonna get. Let's wait. Who don't I have? That's the real question. Who should I sweet talk? You know, I'm gonna sweet talk one of the newer units. I'm gonna go for the fire totemist, just cause. Right. My wife summered
a totemist. You got a carnal?
I don't have a carnal.
You might want to sweet talk a carnal.
Hey, let's do that.
Wait, carnal's good. Mine is 6-star, and he firmly protects my storage defense force. should I pull him out of there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have some.
See, here's some the thing. Like,
we need our accounts roasted. To be honest,
we gonna need to do some boot camp. You guys are making some questionable decisions.
See, this is exactly why we called you.
You aren't wrong.
You are not wrong.
I'll never admit I like to keep my perma rook status, but I'm a good farmer. Like, I'm consistently always playing this game, so I'm always getting runes and artifacts and things that I need to improve my account. So
that's good. That's most of the battle. Right. You can use any monsters. Like I said, they've been making it to where you can use 2A monsters. There's so many options.
Yeah,
it's having the runes to put on the monsters. That's the trick.
Yes. Amen. Have you sweet talked your carnal so you may summon?
Come on, carnal. Come on down. We have a space for you. We have indoor lighting. We have a refrigerator upstairs. We have two cats.
Well, the main question is, do you have a CP? If you have a cheat pong.
He does have a chung pong.
As long as you got a cheat pong.
I believe I do. Yeah, I do.
You know, he gets every monster I've ever dreamed of having, and it kills me.
Now, remind
me. Usually how it goes.
I only give him luck. I retain none for myself.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This energy goes both ways at some point. Like, it has to turn around. Because what happened is I was just minding my business, cruising along.
Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo. And I meet, I'm the juggernaut, right?
Yeah. Shout out to I'm the juggernaut. Yeah.
That man stole my luck. That man, he's one of the coolest friends I got.
Right.
He'll deny it. He'll be like, "Nah, we ain't friends." But we're friends, okay? And that man publicly, he publicly shamed me. He made my Arda take zero turns in a tournament. It was just like Arda just sat there and slept the whole time. It was bad, right? And ever since then, he has summoned 3 Light and Darks. Mind you, I had 4. I'm still at 4 and this fool's now at 5. Wow. I'm like, bro, you took my mojo and you took my LD luck.
Jeez. We got to get him we got to get him on the show also. But
right. I'm like, man. So right now, eventually, I'm waiting. It's got to come back. It's the yin and the yang.
Have you ever seen the What We Do in the Shadows show?
The what?
The What We Do in Shadows show? Oh, okay.
That sounds kind of, oh, man.
No, it's about vampires who are roommates, and it is one of the funniest shows ever. And one of them is an energy vampire. Yeah, it's very funny. Taika Waititi did a movie of it, and then they made a series. But one of them is an energy vampire where he just makes people lethargic. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, that's what your friend did. He just, like, sucked your energy out, you know.
Pretty much. He's made me much, much better. I've improved my game. And he's a good coach.
Excellent.
He runs a boot camp.
Oh wow! Sounds like something Lightstar and I might have to, might have to jump into.
He charges $99.99.
Oh,
we're totally joking. He doesn't.
No one pack? How affordable?
I'm currently in the boot camp, going to work every day. Because if I don't get Guardian, they're gonna all beat me up.
So. Oh, in IRL?
You guys want to join boot camp with me? I'm in training too every day.
Sounds like an idea, Lightstar. But we usually count down our summon sessions so we can coordinate. So I'm going to count it down, which is our tradition here in Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. You ready, Lightstar, to do some summoning?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm going to summon as many times as I can to get rid of these exclusive summoning stones.
I'm going to do some stones and some mysticals. So 3, 2, 1. And
you guys got it. I believe it.
Summon. Well,
Summon.
Summon. Wait, were you at the booth?
No, that's just one of my favorite songs in, like,
oh my god,
period. Were they playing that over and over? Comic-Con? Yeah.
That video was on loop on top. We had a two-story booth.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
That's all I heard for 4 days. Like, bro, I have a dance.
Oh no, I'm gonna get that song. And oh, just like, dance. Oh, that dance is fire. We got a TikTok.
I just walk around doing the dance all day because that's all we heard.
We got to get that on our TikTok. We got to get the summon dance.
Let's see. I got a blade dancer, so I suppose, you know.
So, lightning-tastic. So, we have, you know.
I think he killed it.
I mean, probably.
Summon.
I do kill it with my lack of...
Summon.
I mean, I bet it wasn't as soulful when you heard it on, you know, the professional recording with the audio technician's hand in it and all.
I'm wondering if I can remix that and so I can play it on stream without, like, getting strikes.
Yeah.
I don't
think you would get strikes for anything like that. Okay. It's usually only...
Like... Okay.
You're listening to, like, stuff that's on the radio.
Okay. Because right. I really like this.
I did not get Jameer, so, you know, we all knew that was good.
Well, I got some lightning.
Just because you gave good luck to somebody with light and dark, I'm going to open one of my scrolls I've been hoarding for my birthday.
Let's set the scene up. Lightstar has been, we did an experiment on stream of, I think it was like 150 mysticals, usually counts as one nat 5.
We kept a database.
We kept a database. It was super nerdy. It was...
Okay.
So we know...
I calculated out at 150?
About roughly 150.
125 for mysticals.
For mysticals, yeah.
But the light and dark, it's about twice that much.
Yeah. So since then, Lightstar's been hoarding his light and dark scrolls for his birthday in March. And he's going to summon all of them and hopefully get another LD Nat 5. This guy has none, but who cares? My boy has two.
He has none?
Oh, he has two.
I have Sylvia and Trinity.
Oh, stop.
But I love my Sylvia, and when I've heard like Evan saying, "Oh, well, Sylvia's not that good. You could have this other person." I'm like, see, that's the people who don't have Sylvia talking because
put Sylvia Bird, put Sylvia Leo, incredible. Sylvia anything, and it's just they just never stop getting turned. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's disgusting, and I love her so much.
It's disgusting.
So pop, we'll do. How many do you want to do? Just one? Just the one? Just one. I'm not, no pressure.
I don't need any other. I don't need more than just one. That'll be fine.
So
I'm sure, it's going to work itself out here.
In the spirit of Hirsch and being here for the first time, and hopefully more times in the future, pop that one light and dark light star.
All right, here it goes. Yes, now no lightning as predicted.
But it may be a 3-star you want, because I know there's at least 2. 3-star, then look at me trying to be positive.
Yeah, don't do that. There, I did a scroll just to get lightning to make it better after the fact. There, look, I got another a Chloe. Okay.
I now know who gets the good luck and who gets the bad luck.
And remind you, true fact, I'm born on Friday the 13th, so I shouldn't be as...
And yeah, wait, and you don't have any light and dark?
I have no light and darks, been playing for 4 years. Down there upset.
And I got Sylvia from a wish, so go ahead and take that into consideration.
Got Sylvia
from a wish. We're LD5 wish buddy.
Look at that!
I knew I loved you, Hiroshin.
Very, very cool. Very cool. So we're going to close. That wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Who are you shouting out, Lightstar? We shout out all types of unusual things on the show.
Of course, I'm gonna shout out Hiroshin.
Of course.
This has been super fun. This has been something I've wanted to have happen for a while. You and I have chatted from back in the day ago, and it did not disappoint. Like, I've enjoyed your streams, and this has been wonderful. I'm gonna just shout out.
It's been a journey, I will say that, and I'm extremely blessed and honored to just even be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate it.
You know, I always like just hanging out with as many of the community members as I can. You know, everybody's always like, "Oh, you're so big." I'm like, "Bro, I'm just a little tiny guy just hanging out with his friends." I try to keep it that way. So if y'all ever catch me acting up, you know, make sure you reel me back in. That's all I ever ask from any of my real friends. And, you know, I really enjoyed my time with you guys. And I hope to hang out with you guys more and get to know you even a little bit more.
Oh, 100%. What can you say after that? I want to give a big shout out to Rashi Boshi, all of our listeners, specifically in Australia, rocking the Townsville Suns jersey for you guys. Big shout out to Lightstar, getting A's in his classes, just knocking it out of the park, man. And I definitely want to shout out Topps Diner in New York, the best.
He loves to shout out random restaurants.
Random restaurants.
The area that, you know.
Getting it though. Oh,
oh, we gotta shout out chicken and beer. What, are you kidding me?
That's what I was going to say, bro. We got to do a shout-out to Chicken and Beer, Atlanta Airport. Oh, my God.
So Ludacris has a restaurant in the Atlanta Airport. Yes. I was lucky enough to live in Atlanta. Called Chicken and Beer. And please.
Okay. Yeah. So after the New York trip, Waifu and I went to honeymoon in Atlanta. And in Atlanta, in the airport, I was like, you know, I don't even care what we do when we're here. I'm going to Ludacris's restaurant.
Yep.
I found it. I hunted that mofo down. It was worth every waiting minute. Because the last thing we did the whole trip.
Right.
And it was, if you guys ever have that opportunity.
Big shout. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of family in Atlanta, and I plan to visit them soon. So I will be going there 100%.
It's in the D port, okay? That's all you need to know.
Okay.
It's D2. You just take a little tram straight there, bro. Bam. I'll tell you, you got to get the rosemary tater tots.
Big shout out to Ludacris and Chicken and Beer. Shout out to Topps Diner in a land full of diners. Jersey's known for all of its diners. The number one, the best diner in New Jersey is Topps Diner. Topps is Topps. If I'm wrong, go there. Prove me wrong. Go there. Go.
I think you need a little paper signed in front of you.
Oh,
prove me wrong. Topps Diner is number one.
Get the car. Oh, no. not going to do that, but I next time I will have their cards and their logos and address and what have you. But Tops is Tops. I'm out. I'm good. Thank you so much, Hiroshin. So appreciate it.
Shout out to you guys. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
And to the community. Thank you guys, everybody.
Thanks for coming to us also.
Can't wait to see you guys all. Love hanging out with you guys and to all the future. Good luck, guys.
Absolutely. Shout out to Gigi, Evan, Seppi, the whole Comptuous crew. Yeah. Childish.
Mohawk guy. Oh, yeah. Love Mohawk.
I am the Juggernaut, of course. Of course, when it's boot camp, we might have to soldier up and jump in there.
And reject boot camp later.
And of course, Nelly the God, who, like,
is like one of the coolest cats ever. And he can backflip. Legend. I would die.
Out of anybody in the community, I've met Nelly the most in person.
Yeah.
Like, we just, like, I'm like, yo, where are you at? He'd be like, oh, I'm in this state. I'm like, oh, I'm in this state. All right, let's go meet up. We're like, okay, cool, bro. We close. So, yeah, that guy is a legend. Love him to death.
Oh, huge shout out to JD the Gamer, also another friend of the show. You know, just like everyone that we've met and touched and talked to and played with, of course. You know, but yeah, man, this is such a great community, and we're just glad to be part of it. Lightstar, any last words? Any last shout outs?
Just everybody who joined us in chat today.
Oh yeah.
Great peeps. Fun conversation.
No doubt. So everybody, live long and prosper. We throw up the Vulcan signs when we out.
Peace and long life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.